This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
We're here at CES 2012. You know, engaging people in different ways, especially for good health behaviors, is a big challenge. In fact, one that the federal government is actively involved in, and we're going to find out more about what they are showing off here at CareVerge.
Sponsored by Callisto.fm. Do you produce shows for the internet? Do you really know if anyone is watching or listening? Find out soon at Callisto.fm/beta to sign up and be the first to find out what happens after the download.
Jamie Davis, the pod medic from The Nursing Show and the Medic Cast, and we are here with our friends from TPN.tv and checking out some of the health-related stuff at CES. And this is an interesting concept that has to do with getting people engaged in a social media environment to engage in good health behaviors rather than getting them to buy something or getting them to go click on something. That way you can get people to be supportive of good health behaviors. And Henry, you're the chief medical officer. This is a great option, Doc. I mean, this is just something that I think we've been looking for. Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Sure, thanks for having us on. It's the brainchild of our founder, Grant Verstandig, a 22-year-old entrepreneur, who understood that social networking is the way people engage in all aspects of their life, from finding a vacation home to shopping to recommendations for a restaurant. So why not use those same tools to get people to engage in their own healthcare? And so what we've done is bring social networking, gaming, and artificial intelligence recommendation engine technology like Amazon, like Netflix, to a healthcare experience to get people to do things that result in better health outcomes.
So give us an example of some of the things that you might have used that recommendation engine to recommend to somebody.
Sure. So as soon as you go on the site, which is simple and fast, you begin to answer a couple of questions about yourself. And literally after answering two or three or four questions, very easy ones, you begin to be served up information and recommendations for articles or topics of interest to you specifically. And it works very well. People want to be talked to as individuals, not treated in a mass way.
Well, that's certainly true. I think that the personal, interpersonal aspect of caregiving is never going to change. And a site that does that is kind of a novel approach. What specific things that would you see it suggest for you, for instance?
Well, since I'm involved in fitness, a lot of fitness recommendations, challenges, keeping track, competing with other people on the CareVerge community, people in different departments of even my own company. And it's a level playing field. So I can actually compete against my parents or grandparents because it's an effort-based measurement rather than an absolute number of steps, number of miles over a certain time.
That's really innovative. We'll come back with availability, price points, and things like that in just a sec.
You know, if you're a digital content creator, creating audio content or video content that you're distributing across the web, it's pretty easy to get the number of downloads that occur. What's not easy at all is to figure out how people are interacting with your content. How far into the clip do they watch? Do they rewind? Do they skip over certain parts? There's a new product that's going to be in beta test soon from a company at Callisto.fm. And if you sign up at Callisto.fm/beta, you too can be a part of that beta test. It integrates with your existing statistics measurements. It doesn't require any sort of special player, and it's going to be very, very cool. You can be a part of that test. Just go to Callisto.fm/beta, put in your email address, and make sure that you're included in the beta test for Callisto.fm.
You know, CareVerge.com, a social media platform that recommends and supports good health behaviors. Henry, what's it we're looking at? What are we looking at in the price point? Is this a subscription model?
Good question. We appeal to both consumers on a very broad scale, as well as healthcare stakeholders, health insurance companies, pharmacy benefit management companies, employers, integrated delivery systems. For consumers, it's free at all times. You can log on, create a password, create an account, and go to town and have fun. And basically, it becomes the home for all of your medical-related issues, topics of interest, and health recommendations. For healthcare stakeholders, they actually pay a little bit on an annual basis to participate in the engagement and the sticky relationship that develops between CareVerge and with the consumers that we serve.
That's a great tool for primary care physicians, nurse practitioners, home health care nurses,
yep.
Anybody that's really engaging with patients and trying to help them improve their health over time. Just a great option. CareVerge.com?
CareVerge.com. Go there, sign up. It's free to the public, and get some exercise and have some fun.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm Jamie Davis, the pod medic from The Nursing Show and Medic Cast, and we are here at CES 2012 with our Tech Podcast Network, TPN.tv.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.